Support for the Players, the Pop Culture as PlayStation podcast, is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code FTP at au.manscaped.com. If my math is correct, and it might just be, that's about 8 million balls.
For the Players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture as PlayStation podcast. Over 40 years of playing PlayStation and 10 plus years in that games media combined. I want to thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those you choose. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, you can. Come and check out our socials. Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and Twitter, all of those links can be found in the description below. Assuming we have control of the Facebook page again.
Ain't back yet.
Fuck Facebook then. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck Facebook. No Facebook. Don't you be looking at Facebook. Come the other ones instead. But if you want to join the conversation as it happens, over twitch.tv/thepopculturist, where you can watch us record this show live, where you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can, but telling your friends, telling your family about this PlayStation pod. If you are listening to the podcast service, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you are watching us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support the show financially, you can at patreon.com/thepopculturist, as well as our merchandise store, popculturist.com/shop, where you can buy shirts and other assorted shit with our logos on it. But yes, Max, before we jump in, yes, we still don't have access to our Facebook account, as I discussed in the episode I did by myself last week. Talked about
which is weird, though, because if you go onto the thing, it shows that you, Josh, and Dylan are still admins.
Does it?
Yeah.
Interesting. But we don't have access. We can't get in. Very interesting. Well, I did yell at Facebook, so maybe they're doing some fixing up. Who knows?
Got it.
Nah. No idea what's going on with that. But yes, it's Friday night in. I got my Udi on. I'm chilling out, you know. And Max drops a bombshell on me before we start recording. You have goals.
No, he's talking shit.
Max has goals, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
He sits there and he's like, I don't know what to do with my head. I'm like, that's an interesting statement. And the discussion was around his hair.
I mean, for those on video, my hair is like whoosh.
He's got this like really kind of like, yeah, long hair, unkept, Ed Sheeran look, you know, but not quite as Ed Sheeran-y.
What did I say? It's just long enough to be a pain in the ass, but not so long that I can put it up yet.
Yeah, it's just long enough to look really unkept, but it's not quite. It's got that nice strawberry blondeness to it. With a little bit of red, just a light brownish. It's an interesting color.
Wavy and ridiculous.
Yeah. See, like, unlike myself, who when my hair gets long, it just becomes this gross afro looking thing. Yeah. You've got that nice, yeah, wavy, but yeah, you're not, there's not much you can do. But the reason we're bullshitting about Max's fucking head is because he goes to me, you know what? I'm going to grow it out. I'm going to get a man bun.
Why not?
Have you ever?
If it doesn't work, all I have to do is cut my hair.
That's a very good point. What's the longest you've ever had your hair?
Probably this.
Really?
It normally get, once it gets to the point where it like gets in my eye, because my hair generally goes curly. Mm-hmm. Once it gets to the point where it curls into my eye, I'm like, nah, that's it. Fuck out.
Fascinating.
Get a haircut, and then I just cut it all the way back.
Yeah. So like,
last year I made the decision. I'm gonna grow it out. And then summer hit. I'm like, well, I'm going to cut my hair because it's bloody hot. And then I'm like, after summer, though, I'm just going to grow it out and see how long it lasts.
Have you had a haircut since summer?
No, I haven't had a haircut since like September of last year.
Oh, all right. Well, this is good times. I tried to grow my hair out when I was in early university, because after like having, you know, shitty haircuts for the longest time. Like, I'm just going to grow my hair out. And so I had a shitty unkept hair instead. Like I said, my hair is too thick. It's too curly. I'd look like a moron. And then for the longest time, I would, you know, have the same haircut as I did for like, since I was like 15, which is the spikies. But it was all over spikies. And then since I've then cut, shaved the, you know, trim of the, what's it called? Clip of the sides. So I have the, you know, short back and sides and crazy up on top. Because, yeah, I don't think I could do long hair again. I think I could do it. I tried really hard. In the chat, Taz Hole says, hey. And Super Marcy says, grow it out and do the man bun. If it doesn't work, chop it off. She's on the
same.
Same path for yourself.
Pretty much the plan.
Is your wife ready for this? Is she ready for this look?
Well, no.
Because she's going to have to see you in public. And, like, you know, I'm not sure how she felt about that previously, but, like, it may get worse.
Oh, she'll just leave me at home. It's fine.
Oh, that's not a bad thing.
Or won't go with me if I go out.
I'm pretty sure you're more than happy just to chill at home.
She should just distance herself.
Yeah. Well, as I said, like, so speaking of him just staying home, Max wasn't here last week because he was off sick. All the week before. The week before you were busy. The following week you got super sick. How's your last 2 weeks been, man?
So, not last week, but the week before, we went away on a little family vacay, which is where I got sick. Some of my nieces and nephews were sick, and because of that, we all got sick. So that was fun.
See, I love how then, you. So you're selling the story short. When you told me this story, you were like, "So, family." There's a thing over in Phillip Island, so we all go hike over there.
So it was Port Ferry. I went in the wrong direction, right? So 4 hour drive with a kid in the car. Yeah. We get there, everyone's fucking sick, and I'm just like, "Well, this is shit." It's we now can't turn around. Like, our kid has seen her cousins. She's not gonna want to get back in the car for 4 hours. Like, we're there. This is it. We've committed to this. We get home on the Sunday night. Everyone gets fucking sick, except for me. I dodge it for a little while, and then on the Wednesday, I get mad sick, and then I think I messaged you on the Sunday, and I'm like, "Hey, man, I feel like I've been throat fucked by a chainsaw. I can't talk. I'm not doing this show tonight." Here's a news doc, and you're like, "Yeah, man, I got you."
It was awesome. Like, it was so the way, like, the story I love. That story is like, look, I went to a family thing. I wasn't really hot on it to begin with. We got told to bring all our own food, so here I am sitting eating these fucking sweet chicken kebabs. And then my cousin's like, "I want the same kebabs that Uncle Mac has." So then suddenly you're without chicken kebabs. You're like, "Well, there's not much else I could do." So I ended up playing fucking Switch, which I could have done at home and not spend any money and or be like, you know, skull fucked by a lawnmower.
Good times.
Yeah, so it sounds like it was not worth the trip at all.
Oh no, it was a nightmare.
And then of course, yeah, being off sick, you did have some sexy voice for a little while, but you did.
Yeah, so if you check out what Wednesday's more the players of the quarry, you'll hear the last of my croaky voice.
Yeah, I did love it because you and I, well, mostly me, I'm super fucking lazy and I hate text messages. I love voice memos. I have such a boner for voice memos. So I just voice memo all my friends and they hate it. But it was funny because Max messaging me back and it's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa." I'm like, "Oh shit."
Some deep ASMR
shit. Yeah, I'm like, "I didn't realize this was my thing. This is my thing now." So there we go. But in that time off, did you get time off work?
No. No. You insane?
You were dying still
so
went to work.
I worked. So we left Friday morning to go on the holiday. So I worked Thursday night into Friday, stayed up, drove there. So I'd been awake. By the time I got there, I'd been awake for like 28 hours. So I was already shitty. it was crazy.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, in your time off, did you play some games? Was going to be my question.
Yeah, look, so as you alluded to, I played some Switch with my nieces and nephews. I took my Switch with me, and we played Wii Bowling, Switch Bowling.
Oh, yeah, the new sports, yeah.
Yep, it's good fun. You know, it's just the same thing. And all I've been playing in my spare time since I've been back is Fall Guys. Fall Guys is the greatest game ever. Now that it is free to play and cross-platform, you can actually find games in a timely fashion.
That is true.
Everyone should be playing it. It's the fucking greatest of all time.
I did play some over the holiday break with James, and he had a blast. It is a very, very fun game. I don't think it's that fun. I'm going to dedicate my time to it like you have, apparently, but...
I'm not even kidding. I played like 2, maybe 3 hours a day of Fall Guys.
Brutal. It's
so good. Taz, it's become my new Rocket League.
Taz Holes asks in the chat, wasn't it free? It was free on PS Plus. However, it was since paid after that. But now it is completely free to play across all platforms and is completely cross-play. So previously, there was a window of time where it was tough to find a match because everyone kind of lost its interest. But now that there's, it's cross-platform free to play, it's you find a game in almost no issue at all. Like, so quick.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I have enjoyed it. I did go back and I did have some fun. Will I go back more often? Probably not. Nah. Why? Because I got other games to play.
Oh, and actually, while I was sick, I finished Final Fantasy VIII.
And Outriders.
And, oh yes, I totally forgot about Outriders because I played it like 2 weeks ago. Because we got codes provided by...
Team of, the Bandai Namco Australia / Square Enix.
I think you've spoken about it. I played through on my main character. The story was, I enjoyed the story. It was kind of more of the same. It was kind of a direct follow on to from the base game, which was nice. The gameplay is still tight. It's that, it's that amalgamation of Destiny and The Division.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cover shooter, but it's got that that looter shooter, but that class based system that Destiny has that I really enjoy. I played through on my Technomancer, so I just run around putting turrets up everywhere. I don't actually use the cover system at all. I just run around in circles and just freeze everything because that's the shtick of my character. I find that the end game of Outriders is way more compelling than the base game. It's essentially the same thing, but it's wave shooting through a labyrinth of rooms.
Ooh.
Which is awesome. So throughout the areas there's like mini bosses, and those bosses have mechanics to them. It's not one of those you just sit there and shoot it until it dies.
Waves until it's done.
You've got to, it puts up a shield, and you have to go and capture control points to hit it with this thing that makes it drop its shield, and then you go do a bit more damage, and then the shield comes back up, and then you go capture different. Pardon me. You go capture different control points, and it just something so small, to change up the pace made such a big difference in my opinion. It wasn't just that I'm killing the same things over and over and over again till like wave 30 to get gear.
Very nice.
So I think they did a fantastic job with the continuation of that in its latest expansion. And if you're a fan of the base game, it's an easy recommend to keep it going.
Yeah, very, very much so. Like, I haven't dived in too much more. Like, my original plan was to, I think I said 2 weeks ago, like, I want to have credits by the end of the week. And I still think I'm about halfway through it. It's one of those things where work has been flat, chat.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get home and I go, ugh, I want my brain to just, I'd have to like block my nose to have my brain just from not falling, to fall out of it. So I ended up just watching bullshit. It's like, watch some wrestling, or I watch some YouTube, or, pardon me, I've been watching Breaking Bad with Craig, and it's just kind of like, And I also have been playing another game, which we're going to talk about. Yeah, I haven't played a lot of that one either as much as I'd love to, but...
It also comes with a level skip to level 30, so if you've played the base game but you didn't quite reach level 30, you can just skip your character ahead, and it will give you the equivalent of gear score. So you're not under-leveled or under-geared.
Yeah, very much so. Like,
also a good way. It's also a good way to be like, hey, I want to try out this other class. You can kind of just jump straight in.
Yeah. The only problem that I'm having with it at the moment is I think I've hit some sort of wall. Now, I don't know whether it's my weaponry or my armor's not getting any better. But like, I'm sitting here at tier 8 in not the accolade tier, the whatever the world tier is.
Are you in the world tier or the apocalypse tier?
Apocalypse tier.
Okay. See, so, I'm only sitting at Apocalypse Tier 7 at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm sitting at 7 or 8, and I'm getting fucking trounced.
Mm. Have you decided on what kind of a build you're doing? Like, are you... With your three abilities that you've got equipped...
Yeah.
Are you matching your gear to those?
Probably not.
Because that's a big thing. So, like, for me, with my Technomancer, for instance, it's all based on anomaly power, not firepower.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make sure that all my armor gives bonuses to anomaly power, not max health or firepower. Otherwise, all my abilities become useless.
Okay.
You do have to kind of look at... Just because your gear has a bigger number doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to actually be better.
All right. Well, that might be my problem. I'm trying to min-max that shit without actually having any skill. I have like a fire beam that goes pew, and then I beams them, and then I have one.
You're playing the pyromancer.
So I do one that kind of yanks a bunch of damage out of them, and also heals me, and then the one that sort of makes my bullets or fire damage.
Yeah. So if you're relying on your abilities more than your guns to kill things, you want to make sure your anomaly power is higher than your firepower.
Yeah. So I'm kind of doing the mix of both, because they are kind of my supports. In that, if everyone gets too much in my business, I do the beam and it clears it out in front of me. And if I need health, I can yank from it, and then I can also get these ignited bullets or whatever that allows me to to take a bunch of out. Like, it allows for more damage. So I probably should go in and remod the gear, at least from the anomaly side of things. It's probably...
And then there's also, each of your gear will give bonuses to certain skills. They have, affinities for skills.
Yeah, I have seen them. Yeah, I do tend to
pick them much. And you can change those in the crafting menu as well.
Yeah.
You can add different mod slots in.
Nice. Well, we'll have to go in there and dick about that a little bit more.
The build crafting is kind of crazy in that game.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm just not quite smart enough.
Yeah,
so that's like your wheelhouse, since the big Destiny love and stuff. For me, I'm just...
Hit me up. I'll come play. I want to try out some endgame stuff with actual
people. I was going to run some after this, so if you want to...
Yeah, sure.
If you want to run...
I'm down.
Do a couple waves. Yeah, sure. Then Dunskies. other than that, I did... there were some sales on this week, and a couple of games jumped up in my wish list that I was interested in. One being a game called Big Farmer, which is
essentially... I thought you were just going to be like, it was God of War. I got my...
No. So Big Farmer was one of them. It's kind of this, a tycoon sort of game.
PH Farmer.
Yeah, Big Farmer, as in pharmacy, not my regular farm, because that's the other game that I bought. So Big Farmer, it's like a tycoon game. It's all about, building a factory that pumps out shit. It's the same reason that I love, Two Point Hospital and things like that. Haven't dived into it too hard yet. Kind of like, I wanted that for a while. And it was like $8. It's like, done. The second one was Story of Seasons Daramon. So it's Story of Seasons, which I love. And it's Daramon, which I don't know what the fuck that is. I think it's an anime or something. I don't know. It was Story of Seasons and it was like $6. So I was like, I'm going to buy you. And I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, but that's what happens when games are on sale.
Yeah,
it's you're like, I wanted you for ages. I'll pick you up now.
Yeah, and especially now, because it's on PC. It's that Dinkum, which is the Australian-themed farming game. A good friend of the show, Jerdmans, has been streaming up a storm for the game, and I need it. I want it. It's on PC, and it bums me out, but I want it. You know, I got to play it. I've been playing a lot of Star Wars Race of Revenge. I've gone through like four characters, done the whole tournament with them, just maxed them out. Apparently that's all you can do. It's all you can do is race. So in order to get the plat, it's not that hard. It's just clearing it all and then taking out X amount of people in a match, and it shouldn't be too much of a gnarly process, but it should be fine. Let's get into the ad read, and then we get into the news, and then we'll go from there. All right, ready to shill some shit, Max?
Always.
All right, get shilling.
Well, as we all alluded to before, the hair on my head is quite unkempt, unruly, and, you know, all over the place. But the hair on my other head, super well kept, thanks to the team of Manscaped.
Have you spent 15 minutes planning this bit?
That was my whole plan. You gotta think ahead. You gotta think ahead, man.
Well done.
Anyway, Join. I've thrown myself off now because I've got it on the wrong screen, and I don't want to look away from the camera as I'm reading this ad. Join the 4 million men worldwide using Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming, and their fourth generation performance package to get your jungle under control by going to manscaped.com or au.manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FTP. It's time to bundle up with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all of those goodies. All you need to make your balls a priority this year. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe TM technology. It also gives you the ability to turn on the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. And with the cost of electricity going up, now you can shave in the dark without fear. Rain or shine, the Lawnmower 4.0 works to keep your apples crisp. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear holes. This nose and ear hair trimmer uses 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe TM technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in all those delicate holles.
But that's not... I was going to jump in enthusiastically and be like, fuck you, Max! That's not the only thing they offer. Outside of keeping your front area nice and well kept, they're now focusing on keeping them safe by their new boxes, the Manscaped Boxes 2.0. One of the big things about these boxes, Max, is the dual pouch trademark. A pouch designed to cradle your front area in their own special space lined with perforated performance fabric to keep them well ventilated. Basically, just imagine your balls chilling out in a really well ventilated piece of like material. I think it's bamboo or it's like cotton, and your balls sit in it and it's like nice and there's good breathing room in there, so you get all the swamp crunch. And look, I know I'm killing the cell, but like the whatever. So you can choose from an arrangement of designs and colors and sizes, so from small to 3XL. So however big you are or your front area is, there are boxes that can match it. But look, you can stand there. You can be all trimmed. You got some nice looking boxes. You know, so if you were to take your pants down, they'd be like, "That's some nice boxes." Pants down, that's a nice trimmed front area.
That's a nice man bun.
That's a nice man bun. But before they get there, you have to get them close to you. That sounds really creepy. People want to be in your vicinity, and you know how that works. That's called smelling nice. So Manscaped have moved beyond your down under area by releasing the Ultra Premium Collection. It's a full-bodied collection that includes shampoo, body wash, moisturizer, deodorant, everything that you need to smell hot as fuck. Being hot is variable depending on the individual that you are with. Manscaped cannot guarantee that you will be the hotness. Not only will the Ultimate Premium Collection have you smelling awesome, but you can feel good about it because of all these products are cruelty-free, paraben-free, vegan-friendly, and dye-free. It's all the best ingredients with zero compromise. As we said before, and we'll say it again, you can get 20% off free, plus free worldwide shipping if you use the code FTP at au.manscaped.com. What was that? What was that again, Max? What was the...
Just one more time, that's code FTP for 20% off and free worldwide shipping at au.manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Damn right they will. Yeah, I didn't realize how, like, as I was, like, just blurting shit out, I'm like, ooh, that sounds really creepy. Hey, come here, lady, smell my business. All right, this is a section we call Inform the Players. We tell you about what happened this week in PlayStation. Now, today... time of recording, Friday night, as I got a big, huge weekend of wrestling ahead of me. We're recording 2 days early, but it's also good because today was cool. 10 a.m. this morning, the internet was on fire, my heart pounding out of my chest.
I was blissfully asleep.
A little bit of sweat on my brow, just enough, a little bit of perspiration as I was sitting at my work desk. My boss walked around, my boss's boss, the second in charge. I'm like, I just gave no shits for a moment. I'm like, I need to get me that Jotnar edition of God of War Ragnarok. And I did! I secured myself the Jotnar edition of the collect, the fancier collectors. Comes with the Mjolnir hammer, comes with the map, it comes with the record, it comes with the little woody thingies, comes with a 6 set of dice, and I got.
Now, you had a little woody thingy. Twice.
I had a little woody thingy. The box has a little woody thing. It was the.
Comes with an empty seal book case.
Yeah, I was feeling Thor's hammer. You know what I'm saying? Like I was. Whew, but I do have.
No, so no joke. For those playing at home, we have a group chat with a bunch of people, and Padge put in the chat. He's like 3 hours to go. I'm like, to what? Like I just completely forgot. If he hadn't said anything, I just would have just gone to bed. I mean, I went to bed and just slept anyway. Because my care factor for collector's editions is just not as big as it used to be. I'm just like, I can miss this one. And I totally would have just completely forgot. He hadn't said anything.
So the problem that we had, because it was on like complete blackout, right? No one knew who had what. So most people had EB open. They had JB Hi-Fi open. And then 10 o'clock hit. JB's got nothing. EB pops up and it's like, it's got the collector's edition and the base version. And I don't know about you, I went, fuck! And then quickly jumped over to JB, logged in, made sure my details, like, I think I did that probably, but I just quickly re-logged in, and I just sit there waiting and waiting and waiting. Because it didn't drop at fucking 10 o'clock on the dot. It dropped at, like, I don't know, 10 past, something like that. It was a very intense 10 minutes, as like it is the anxiety, heart beating out of my chest, thinking, oh my god, am I going to miss it?
So did you play the field? Did you put a deposit on a standard collector's edition just in case you missed out?
Or
did you go all or nothing?
I went double or nothing, and I put everything into the possible fact that I'd get the Jotnar. I was thinking that hopefully people would be distracted enough by the EB games for me to sneak in and get one over JB. It worked in my favor. I was able to secure one. But the only downside with JB is they take all the money straight away. So that's a bit poo. Other than that, but I'm very, very happy because where is it? There it is there. There's the statue from the last one. So I'm very happy to have that hammer here on the set, or maybe in my lounge room. I don't know where it's going to live yet, but I'm very, very, very excited.
No, in the chat says no. It does amuse me that they have the fancy steel case, but no disc. And obviously the reason for that is they can't discriminate against those who bought consoles with no discs.
Yeah, so I touched upon this in the episode last week by myself as I rambled into the darkness. I believe the idea is so that way, rather than saying, well, we only have 1,000 PS5 versions and 4,000 PS4 versions, let's just have 5,000 versions, and what we sell is what we sell. So that way, because if suddenly there's a higher interest in PS5 versions, but they're like, oh, we're all completely sold out of PS5 versions, but there's a stack of PS4 versions, this way they can make it all at once. Codes are instantly creatable. All they've got to do is the back end and just activate those codes. Otherwise, they'd have to still, because I don't believe they print the disc yet, because the game hasn't gone gold, so they can't print the discs. So I'm going to imagine the game's going to go gold in like, I don't know, late September, maybe October, and they've got to somehow print X amount of discs, put them in the box, then ship the shit out. Like, it's a bunch of different things. It doesn't make... Look, I agree with... No, it makes sense. It is amusing. Like, hey, here's the version. There's no disc in it. But, like...
I mean, some people just like displaying their cases anyway. So, just because it's empty doesn't mean it's necessarily going to...
Well, I do. I have a shelf of steel cases just that way off the camera. Yeah. And, like, I don't... Like, the Horizon isn't got a disc in it. They're actually the rest too, I guess. That's a good point. Beaver and Dill in the chat, Dylan, host of another great Australian PlayStation podcast, Platinum Explosion. Please go check them out. Their comment is, a steelbook without a disc isn't a real product. It's a ruse.
It's definitely a real product, not to be sold separately.
Look, I get
they're
it.
They're not for individual sale.
It is fucking weird in that why don't you just make a metal plate that you can make put on a wall? Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't quite, like, I don't get it, but I also don't give a fuck about steelbooks either. It's just not my thing. So, like, it comes with one and I'm going to go, all right, I'm going to put it with the one over there that matches the other God of War one. You know, I'm like, But I understand, like, someone like Dylan, who collects not just game steelbooks, but also movie steelbooks, like, they mean a lot. They mean a lot to Dylan. So, like, I understand their investment. Like, you know, as a big collector of physical media, it's totally there. But I live in this sweet, very sweet, first world where my internet's pretty sick and digital is just good for me right now. But what they should do, Max, what they should do is they should release the box without the steelbook in it, without the game in it, cut $100-something off it. You can just buy it. That takes away the concern about it being a PS4 or a PS5 edition or whatever. It's a bunch of goodies. Red Dead Redemption 2 did it. You buy the game and you bought the box of goodies separately. That is how you do it. Therefore, you can buy one with a steelbook, without a steelbook. Who cares? You just buy the collectible shit. You know what I mean? Sorry, I have people in the chat. As someone with a digital and a disc PS5, they're still outraged. I understand that. I get that. There's multiple ways that one can be agitated. But yeah, obviously, Max, you give zero shits. You have nothing to say about it.
Don't get me wrong. Steelbooks are cool. I have no problem with the steelbook being empty. It makes little difference to me.
Yeah.
It's if you're buying it as a collecting purpose and you're not going to sell it anyway. It's still providing its service of being that cool steelbook case. Just because it's empty doesn't mean it's any less valuable to your collection.
Oh, no, my camera's frozen. Give me one sec.
How much? You know, like I do get it, but...
I see so much trust on Max's face still.
They can't cut off so much of a player base by just being like... Because if they sell it with a disc and then you don't have it, you have to buy two versions of the game, or you have to try and sell your disc version, but you're like, I'll sell you the disc, but not the case, because I want the steelbook case. And they were like, well, no, I'm not going to buy the disc without the case. That's bullshit. So they just give you the empty case. Like, it's fine. It's going to sit on your shelf. It's going to fucking look awesome. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, but...
You'll just... Think about it this way. You'll never have to open it, so we'll always have that fucking brand new fresh air in it that's never been tainted or smelt by human beings before.
You know what they should do? To answer, because... So Dylan's jumped in again and said the same collector's edition but $10 extra for the disc. What they should do is it should come with a voucher inside, right? And that voucher, either you, when you pick up your collector's edition, EB Games will go, do you want a digital or physical? And they go, I want physical.
Yeah, that would work.
And then they pull it out and they take the voucher out of the box and they give you the one you want. So it's actually with, like, you have a voucher that says one free God of War, digital or physical, and then you pick the one you want. That's the answer.
One free boy, real or fake?
Yeah, one digital or real boy. It's like, yeah, it's Pinocchio Nose. Yeah, one free God of War. Yeah, that's so dumb. But yeah, look, according to the chat, so like Faves early on said that they're already going for $1,000. It's $399, which is not as much as I expected, by the way. But yeah, apparently they're already clearing like $1,000 on secondhand.
Well, yeah.
Well, they're not clear and no one's bought it yet, as far as I'm aware, but like apparently it's running for $1,000. That's insane. That's crazy. It's crazy talk, Max. Speaking of crazy talk, let's get into the news. Finally. Yeah. We should start doing that now. Oh, you're fucking right.
Yeah. Well, let's kick things off with what is coming to the PlayStation Extra catalog this month.
So these were things that were rumored about last week.
Yeah, so they were rumored last week, and so the first editions to Sony's new subscription service have been announced and set to release on the 19th of this month, so in like 4 days of time of recording. 18 new titles will be added to the service, 16 for the extra tier, and 2 extras for the premium or deluxe tier. These titles are assortments of Assassin's Creed titles, Black Flag, Rogue Remastered, Freedom Cry, the Ezio Collection, Unity, they're all coming. Final Fantasy VII Remake and Remake Integrate, the PS4 and PS5 versions, respectively. Ice Age, Scrat's Nutty Adventure, Jumanji the Video Game, Marvel's Avengers, because they realize they can't sell any more copies, Paw Patrol on a Roll,
oh,
Ready
shit.
Set Hero.
You want an easy plat, Paw Patrol, yeah.
Ready Set Heroes, Saints Row re-elected, or Saints Row 4 re-elected. Saints Row, Get Out of Hell.
I swear Spirit of the that's North, already on there.
Probably. So, Spirit of the North, Enhanced Edition, Stray coming. And the two extra premium titles are Loco Roco, Midnight Carnival, and No Heroes Allowed, both PSP titles.
So obviously Stray's the big one here. Stray's the one that's the one. Now, oh, look, Dylan the chat says he's hyped for Paw Patrol. I was already hyped for Paw Patrol. I played that shit on release day, right? So like here I am being like, hey, it's an easy plat. The game's kind of trash, but like I had fun with my kid. And that's
that was a the fight, right?
But it's every trophy counts, as they say over at that Platinum Explosion. Please go check them out. Support all the PlayStation pods. Oh, I'm having like small strokes. Hang on, give me a sec. Man, all this talk about Paw Patrol is like, you know, we've got dogs, we've got cats, we've got, you know, every pet you need in for the games you're asking for. But Benny 8-bit in the chat says, as a cat dad, I've been waiting for Stray since it was first announced. Now, just like I played Paw Patrol with my son, I can only imagine Benny sitting on the couch, cat on lap, you know, being like, let's play this together. And like they have a shared experience, and that's where Benny and their cat like nicely bond and become the bestest of friends. Outside of that list is ass.
Yeah.
Like, this is not what the first month post should look like.
Yeah. It's fine. Most of the issue is, and it's going to be the issue with a lot of these things, is just they're games that everyone's played. And like, we knew that a lot of these titles were going to be Ubisoft titles, because we knew that, what is it, Ubi Play is their subscription model. We knew that Ubi Play Plus, whatever it was, whatever Ubisoft's thing, gaming catalog is, we knew that they were going to have, what was it, like 70 titles by the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nine.
Well, they're just dropping them all now.
There's an extra, you know, so we've got more coming. But yeah, for the most part, as Viva Liddell put in the chat, we need more classic games.
Where's the PS1 games, man? Where are they at? PS1 had stacks of fucking games. Where are they? If you look at every piece of coverage around the PlayStation Plus, what are people most excited about? The PS1 games. So where are they? No one's like, oh man, you know what I can't wait to do? Play more Assassin's Creed. No one fucking says that ever. So they give you 9 of them. You're like, well, no, I don't want that. Can you give me, like, I don't know, even some subpar PS1 games? Give me Cooler World. Cooler World's okay. It's all right, you know?
Well, it's rad. That?
Nah, instead you get fucking 16 out of 18 Assassin's Creed games. And so, I am so confident that there is already Saints Row on there. Now, I thought it was Saints Row, because Saints Row 4 re-elected and Saints Row Get Out of Hell. There's no Saints Row 5. It's certainly not Saints Row 3. I don't believe it is. I could be totally fucking wrong. But there is already one on there. Croc. No, Croc Legend of the Gobbos should not be on that list. That game is not very good.
To be fair, a lot of PS1 games weren't very good.
That's also very true. Give me some cool shit. Give me like the OG Unfold. Yeah, that's fair. I have very strong takes about Croc, because a platformer that has tank controls is a no-go for me. But like, yeah, where's my Harvest Moon Back to Nature? That's never going to get on there. Where's my, I don't know, what the fucking other games I love growing up? Where's Hercules? Where's...
Are we talking Disney Hercules or the off-brand Hercules where you can play as like 3 different characters?
Nah, Disney Hercules was pretty tight. Saints Row the Third. Oh, thank you. No! For the correction there. I did remember seeing it. They all look the fucking same anyway. But, you know, like, where's...
Where's GTA Classic?
Oh my god, give me GTA Classic. That's a big one, right? Where's Metal Gear? Where's Silent Hill? Like, these are the games... Well, they fucking had them on the Classic. It's not as if they don't have access to them. Like, it's not as if, like, oh, they're suddenly just lost into existence. Just fucking put them on there.
Where's Tekken 3?
Where's Tekken 3? Fuck Tekken 2. Where's Tekken 3? God damn, that's fucking sons of bitch. Benny, the library is still being built out. Game Pass, when it first launched, didn't have a lot on it too, but has been built to be a behemoth. That is true.
Games Pass does have years on it, so as a result, it does look like a much bigger, like meatier, chunkier offering compared to PlayStation. But I guess even Netflix, when it first started here in Australia, was pretty poo, and then it's sort of built over time as well, and same as like Stan and when everyone started. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Digimon World.
Digimon World. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd fucking deep dive into Digimon World, like the old reboot and that TV show that I fucking love. Yeah, give me that game. Oh man. Hmm. Where's the old Tomb Raiders at?
Mate, they had tank controls too. Yeah. That.
It sure was.
My wife would be down for that though. If those came to the service, she'd be like, yeah.
But look, all we're saying here, Max, is there are a bunch of games that we want to play, which is great. And Sony wants to incentivize you to play games.
Oh, what a segue.
Sony has announced a free-to-join loyalty scheme for fans named PlayStation Stars, which will offer rewards including PS Store wallet funds and games. The initiative, scheduled to launch later this year, will see you earning rewards by completing campaigns and playing specific games. Writing on the PS blog, Grace Chen, the VP of Network Advertising, elaborated, quote, "Our monthly check-in campaign simply requires you to play any game to receive a reward." That's my good Sally voice. I do quite like my Sally voice. While other campaigns require you to win tournaments, earn specific trophies, or even be the first player to platinum a blockbuster title in your local time zone. To be clear, it sounds like PS Stars will be available worldwide and not just in the US of A. Quote, "All PS Stars members will have opportunities to earn loyalty points," Chen continued. "Points can be redeemed in a catalog that may include PSN wallet funds and select PS Store products. As an additional benefit, PS Plus members enrolled in PS Stars automatically earn points for purchases on the PS Store as well. One additional wrinkle of PS Stars is that there'll be, quote, digital collectibles, end quote, up for grabs, which aren't to be confused with NFTs or anything to do with the blockchain. Quote, collectibles are as diverse as our portfolio of products and franchises." So according to PS Plus, not that fucking, not that diverse. Chen said, quote, "There are digital representations. You just get 11 different fucking Assassin's Creed collectibles. There are digital representations of things that PlayStation fans enjoy, including figurines of beloved and iconic characters from games. Editorial, I want them in fucking person. I don't want digital versions of cool statues and shit. I want them in the real world. Where's a PlayStation store when I can just buy cool PlayStation fucking shit? Why doesn't that exist here?" End editorial. And other forms of entertainment, as well as cherished devices that tap into Sony's history of innovation. So they're just going to make you earn assets that they built for Astro's Playroom. Quote, "It's definitely not NFTs," Sony's Grace Chen told the Washington Post. "Definitely not. You can't trade them or sell them. It's not leveraging any blockchain tech and definitely is not NFTs." Max, what do you think?
I mean, I like the way it says that it's you can earn loyalty points. Awesome. Points can be redeemed in a catalog that may include PSN wallet funds. So does that mean it's like a rotating catalog and that only sometimes will a PSN wallet fund?
Yeah, and you've got to earn like 100,000 points to get like $4. Pardon me.
I mean, sure. I don't know who this is for.
It's for trophy hunters. And in the same way that trophy hunters, like Dylan in the chat, who is on the record of having a huge boner for trophies, it's essentially an extension of that. Digital,
I guess so.
Collection. And it's just like cool little shit. And look, don't get me wrong, I'm going to sign up because I'm a fucking mark. And I love PlayStation because I'm a dork.
I mean, there's no reason for them to not just sign everyone up who has a PlayStation Plus account. Like, why is this not just integrated? Why do we have to go and sign up to become
PlayStation
Star? Just us playing their games anyway, why are they not just building it into their already built system?
I think the reason is because it's essentially extension of marketing. If people have opted out of Sony's marketing, whether it be through the store, through emails, etc., this is just a giant marketing.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So you have to, it's that opt-in marketing essentially.
I'll concede the point for that.
That makes But yeah, otherwise, yeah, it would make sense.
But I mean, I guess it just, it depends on like what that that time sync versus reward is.
Yeah.
Because like they're all pretty garbage. Like Xbox has got one, Nintendo's got one with their platinum coin, whatever the fuck it is. And you can do quests on Xbox to...
Yeah, but then again...
It's like you played a GamePass game, get 10 points, cool. How many points do I need? Oh, you need a million points for a $5 credit. Cool.
But when it comes to, like, the 3DS had some cool shit. Like, that cool collectible stuff, that was fun.
So,
no! Chat says, I didn't sign up for this, why are you giving this to me for free? Dude! Remember the time that we all got that U2 album on our fucking Apple devices? Hey, here's a free album. I don't want the fucking album. I mean, couldn't even delete it. That's exactly what it is. It's just, do you want the U2 album? No. You get it anyway. That's what I fucking wanted, though. Can I opt out of it? Nah.
Yeah.
Look, I said, I'll do it.
I'm stoked for the people that are going to be able to utilize it. I don't think it's for me. Yeah. I played this. Unless there's like... fucking play Rocket League for 30 years and you'll just own everything, then that's for me. That's great.
Yeah, if it's really specific or targeted, like, sure.
Kill the same boss 30 times for one piece of loot, gain 100 points, sure, I've got that in the bag too.
See, the problem...
It depends on how specific they are, and then there's the... They talk about, like, random like tournaments and stuff. That's cool. And as I'm not like a huge trophy hunter guy, unless I'm like super into the game, most of these things will just never be completed by me.
You see, it's the same problem, like, because I was really wanting to sort of give it a hard run. Remember back in the day when they were like, hey, you can win a legitimate platinum trophy?
Mm.
And it was like, all you have to do is play these select games over this
time. It was like fucking FIFA and
why didn't you play FIFA? I'm like, I'm not going to, like, what? You know what I mean? And like, that's my worry. If they start really targeting this and be like, hey, the only way to get points this month is if you just play, you know, Kane and Lynch. I'm like, well, I'm not playing Kane and Lynch. Well, Kane Lynch is dope, but I ain't playing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you have to go back and you've got to play, you've got to go back and play Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Like, who the fuck still has their copy of Advanced Warfare? And that's the only way to get the dollary dudes. That's how they trick you.
Mm.
But look, like, when it's got PS Plus wanting you to play a fucking stack of games, and now they're trying to incentivize you to have a fucking stack of games. I don't know about you, Max. My PS5 is fucking chockers.
I mean, mine is also.
You have an extra hard drive in it.
And I have an extra hard drive in that bastard. And speaking of extra hard drives, Sony has collaborated with Western Digital to offer an officially licensed PS5 solid-state drive that sports the PlayStation branding. Ooh. The SN850 NVMe SSD will wear the logo on its outer packaging, stating it's an, quote, official licensed product for the PlayStation 5 console after ongoing hundreds of hours of testing. Sony and Western Digital came to the agreement after, quote, spending hundreds of hours playing the most graphic-rich titles to ensure with games stored on the drive, gameplay is fast, smooth, and visually immersive.
See,
so
like,
now you can rest assured that the drive that everyone was buying anyway for their PS5 now has the Sony logo on its box.
Yeah, well, it's on the box, right? That doesn't... it's like when they're like, hey, do you want this fucking cool Last of Us external Western Digital hard drive? I'm like, a little bit. And it's one of those things, if they had that and they somehow were able to print the sacred symbols on the actual NVMe, that I'm in. And like, no one, like, it'll go in my PS5, no one will ever see it, but if I know that on that stick is the symbols, I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty cool. In the same way, like, hey, is that an external hard drive? Yep. But I know it's got Aloy's face on it. You fucking mark. I am a fucking mark. I'm a huge mark. Unapologetically. That's that'd be pretty cool. Look, let's get into some rumors. Rumors, Max. Rumors are fun. Look, So it's God, we're talking about God of War before. Let's keep it going. Like most Sony games, it looks like God of War Ragnarok will let you pick between 30 different options of... between 30 frames per second and 60 frames per second gameplay options on the PS5. A promotional email sent out by the UK retailer Shop2 and spotted by Novice Gamer Guides mentions that you'll have the choices between, quote, a full 4K resolution at a targeted 30 or, quote, a dynamic res upscaled to 4K at a targeted 60. Don't worry too much about the targeted wording, though. That is just the legal language in case it doesn't quite do what it's supposed to do. The promotional message also mentions multi-directional 3D audio, which makes sense with the whole Tempest system, as well as immersive haptic feedback with adaptive trigger functionality. So, oh my God, it's playing on a DualSense. There we go. Am I being yelled at? There?
No, in the chat, just like they will never know there's no disc in the steel case.
So but I know there's no disc in there. Cool. The game looks mint. So it's one of those things, like, it looked really good on the PS4 Pro when I first played the 2018 one. I want to play it again, but right now it's not a PS5 upscale. It's just a PS4 version on PS5. And, like, knowing that it runs, like, super pretty on PC, why don't they make an up res bump for, you know, next gen version of God of War? Why don't they do that? Make me play it again. Give me that. But then again, like I said, I guess this is the expectation of games moving forward. So I'm not really too worried. But they're like, oh, if they were like, oh, it's full, it's 720p and 30 frames, I'd be like, that's a problem. But if someone tells me it's like 4K 30 or 10, you know, dynamic 60, I'm like, all right, cool.
We have some Assassin's Creed rumors because
we have
enough Assassin's Creed. So according to Jeremy ACG Pence's claim on Twitter, the next Assassin's Creed title would feature an Aztec setting. However, Schreier swooped in and made the comment on a Reddit post discussing Pentas' claim on Twitter, quote, the next AC game is Rift, which will be set in Baghdad. After that will be AC Infinity, and while that's going to include a bunch of different games, experiences, biomes, whatever you want to call them, I've heard about the main two. Neither of them are Aztec.
Well, because I thought I could have swore Assassin's Creed World or Assassin's World or whatever, like Digimon World, is the next one. But apparently that's the next one?
Yeah.
Look, who fucking cares?
You lose track when there's like 30 million Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, and they're all coming to PS Plus, which is awesome. But like, I look at this, I just can't care anymore, man.
So no, in the chat wants you to remind them again. What would be the max your TV could run it at?
Oh, my TV. Well, my TV with its beautiful, QLED TV, it's beautiful. Samsung, it's lovely.
You know what? I have not missed this for the last 2 weeks.
I almost forgot to talk about it. It's no one's fault. But 120 frames with VRR is what my TV can do, and I like it.
All right, Ryan. Quick bits. Resident Evil 2 remake has hit 10 million units sold.
Good. I did bump that, and that looks fantastic on the Switch TV.
Last of Us Remake has gone gold ahead of its release later this year.
Sick.
Skate 4 has been named Skate and will be a free-to-play game.
It's lowercase s, Skate with a full stop, to be correct.
Yeah, there is also an early build that has been leaked, and the developers are please asking fans not to fucking play it.
Please don't.
Just don't. Multiversus open beta starts 19th of July. In other verses, the Wrestling Royale Rumbleverse launches on the 11th of August.
I'm going to smash the absolute shit out of that game. You know it.
According to Konami on Twitter, Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 will be returning to the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, so apparently after some bullshit previously, like, Konami just pulled all the Metal Gears from sale. So now you'll be able to buy them again on...
it's celebrating the 35th anniversary or something.
Yeah, like, so the only versions that are available at the moment of Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 are the HD collection upscales, which there was a collection on PS3 and Vita, of all places. But I'm pretty sure they'll pop it up over on Xbox and stuff as well, which would be pretty cool.
Until Dawn developer Supermassive Games has been acquired by Nordisk Games.
Interesting. I've never heard of Nordisk Games.
And Haven Studio was welcomed to the PlayStation family earlier this week too, which I forgot to put in the news.
But they already were.
Did Didn't I put the,
But Haven, when Haven bought like fucking yonks ago?
I don't know. But there, I'm pretty sure there was a recent post about it.
Yeah, well, there was a picture that had like some, I guess, a logo, but I could have sworn they were already bought.
I think so.
Or was like Sony getting invested in them? Like they had dropped some investment and now... No, wait.
They're working on a multiplayer game. With,
yeah, like, yeah. No. We already knew Haven were part of the team.
Yeah.
Could have sworn. Because like the idea was that they were working on some multiplayer, what's it called? Games as a service that clearly got, old Jim Ryan's little weenie hard, and then he threw money at it. Look, I'm just going to say for the record, I have no idea what size Jim Ryan's weenie is.
Yeah, here
he could
go.
Be packing for all I know.
This was on Twitter. Oh, shit, I just lost it again. God damn it.
All right, I'll go back talking about Jim Ryan's weenie.
Yeah, you talk about Jim Ryan's small penis and all.
Yeah, no, look, that's an assumption. It might be perfectly adequate. Jim Ryan, I believe they're a married individual. You know, maybe... Okay, can I stop now, please? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So this was on Tuesday of this week from PlayStation on Twitter. It's official. The agreement to acquire Haven has closed. Welcome to the PlayStation Studios family. Oh, so they finally just dotted their T's.
Yeah, so they
eyes
announced and... it X while ago, and then now it's all like dotted line sort of stuff. In the same way that when the Activision Blizzard deal with Microsoft goes ahead, they'll be like, we already know.
It's really
it.
Shitty that Blizzard are still acquiring developers while they're currently under purchase.
Oh, Viva Dill in the chat goes, with how much he's been fucking me over with these PS Premium games, he'd better be small. Yeah, well, you can't be that fucked and with a small PP. You can't. It doesn't work that way. Benny AP, perfectly adequate a description. No woman has given a penis. That is very true. Like your penis. Like if someone tells you your penis is fine, it's not. They just don't want to hurt your feelings. So that's the answer. Yeah. Fun facts brought to you by for the penis at Pop Culture's Penis Podcast. All right, Max. Here are the games that are coming out this week. Apart from all the Assassin's Creeds. Century Age of Ages. That's a bad name.
Ashes.
Wow, that makes more sense. That makes way more sense. Century Age of Ashes. PS4 and PS5 July 19th. Stray. PS4 and PS5 on July 19th. Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2. PS4, PS5 July
20th. I think it's a re-release. So I swear that's out
already. It's an old-ass game. Dread Out 2. PS4, PS5 July 20th. Danganronpa S Ultimate Summer Camp PS4 woo, July 24th. Capcom Arcade Second Stadium PS4 July 22. Bright Memory Infinite July 21st. So Stray is the answer. You can buy physical and or digital apparently. They talked about
physical doesn't come out till September.
What kind of fucking bullshit?
I believe it's a limited released run game.
Oh, alright, well there's that. And yeah.
So if you want to play the game on launch, digital.
Oh no. Benny in the chat says for the penis would subscribe. Oh, that's not the oh no part. That makes sense. The second part is they released a remaster of Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 and it was horrid. Well, at least you can play it this week on console. If you want to, I suppose. Clearly Benny recommends you don't. But look, that does bring us to the end of the show. Big thank you to everyone for joining us. As I say, each and every week, one of the greatest things you can do is give your time to someone, spend your time with someone. And I want to say thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with us, whether it be here on the Twitch, in your ear holes on the podcast, with your eyeballs on the YouTube and or ears. You can't, not just watching us, I suppose, and there's ears there too. However you choose to spend your time with us, thank you so much. It means the world that you take at approximately an hour every week to listen to our absolute garbage. It's much, much, much appreciated. But Max, just so we can stop talking about penises, send us home.
Well, everyone, this PlayStation podcast happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those you choose. Like to take part in future conversations with us, you can come and check out our socials. Discord, Instagram, and Twitter. All of those links can be found in the description below.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, fuck Facebook until we get our page back. God damn it. But if you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/thepopcultures, where you can watch us record this show live, where you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation Pod. If you are listening on podcast service, sure, give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you are watching us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. If you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/popculturist, as well as our merchandise store, popculturist.com/shop, where you can buy shirts and other assorted shit with our logos on it. Or you can help support the brands, help support us, just like our friends over at Manscaped. If you use the promo code FTP, you save yourself 20% off and get free worldwide shipping. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And that was For the Players. Rude.
Yeah.